Blog Talk
Good evening.
Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Smart Marketing for Small Business. And I'm Les Wolf, CEO of the Smart Marketing Group in Philadelphia. And the whole purpose of this show is help people work smarter. And we do that in a number of ways. One of those is that we look for ways to help share our experiences, not just ours, but yours as well, with each other. And some of the ways that we can do that is if you go to our LinkedIn groups, we have Smart Marketing for Small Business, the same name as the radio show. We have Creative Thinkers Forum for those of you who think you can help people be more creative or are looking to be more creative. We also have Celebrities for Marketing for those of you who wish to talk about how you have utilized celebrities or has questions on how to use celebrities and how to afford celebrities, because not everyone is a multi-million dollar celebrity. There's a lot of opportunities. And then there is Fearless Marketers. And the idea of Fearless Marketers is rather simple. We encourage people to think outside the box, to break away from the habit of replicating, duplicating, and imitating their competition when they should be originating ideas which are around all the time. You know, if we learn to absorb and observe, or should say observe first and then absorb it, there are opportunities that are untapped, unfulfilled, and overlooked in every business. And there are a lot of things. And we're going to talk tonight about one of the simplest things in the world to do that often is not done, but it can be a powerful marketing tool. And that's courtesy, but we'll get into that in a moment. Now, also, we have a blog, smartmarketingmoves.com, that you're encouraged to not only read, but participate in. We have our website, smartmarketinggroup.com. And I am reachable at marketingsmartly@aol.com, marketingsmartly@aol.com, for any questions you have, things you'd like to discuss, things you'd like to share, or perhaps even you'd like to be a guest on the show. So we're always happy in every way we can to find ways to widen the knowledge, the experience, and expertise basis of our listeners. All right, we're talking about courtesy, you know, the power of courtesy. It's often an underutilized factor. I think all of us have run into what I would call the lack of courtesy in business, and I see it almost every day. Now, just for example, when I call someone, and instead of saying, hello, happy that you called, what can I do to be of service to you, you get, yeah, what do you want? There is nothing that costs any money to be enthusiastic, saying to people, hi, my name is Les Wolf, how can I help you? It's that simple. And it is that often that it is overlooked. So one of the things that you want to look at and what we're going to discuss tonight, whether you're dealing with customers, you're dealing with vendors, or you're dealing with employees, anybody that you're interacting with, courtesy is very important. And we're going to talk both about the customer and the employee and the vendor, because these are the three people that impact your business. But let's talk about the customer first. How often do you talk to your customer? I mean, one of the biggest mistakes made by businesses, large and small, is a failure to talk and, of course, listen to their customers. Believe it or not, they really want to hear from you. You know, if you give them the opportunity to critique your business, to tell you what will make them happy clients, they will do so. And that, by the way, saves you some money in research. They'll often create for you new revenue streams if you you're listening to them. Always remember that old saying, you know, God gave us one mouth, two ears, and the reason is obvious. We should listen twice as much as we talk. You know, but again, you can structure something and you can, you know, be formal and use surveys or focus groups or random interviews or simply encourage those who interact with your customers to constantly ask this question, what else can we do to be of assistance? Remember, it costs five times as much to gain a new customer as it does to keep the ones you have, and 50 times, that's 10 times 5, 50 times as much to get back one you lost, if they can be regained. The name of the game is nurturing, not neglecting. You nurture your customers, and they will be a never-ending source of new business opportunities, especially lead generation, referrals, traffic building, because a satisfied customer is a third-party endorsement of your firm. When they make a referral, they're putting their reputation online, and they're doing that because you have satisfied them. So it's extremely important to be talking, asking questions, taking the time to listen, and then taking action based upon what you hear. Because courtesy, unfortunately, is not out there on a widespread scale as it should be. Now, and it gives you a tremendous edge if people say, hey, I love calling them. I love visiting them. I walk in their store and I'm greeted with a big smile. They may not know my name. But hi, how are you? What can we do to be of service to you? Thank you for coming by. Is there anything that you think we can do to improve business for you? Improve your enjoyment of your opportunity here? What can we do to help? That's that simple. But you got to talk to the customer. At the same time, while we're talking about talking, you need to talk to your employees if you are a company beyond just being a one-person business. But you need to talk to your employees and get their feedback. Show them the respect that you have for their intelligence, and it just will be reflected again and again in their performance. But even if you're a one-person business, there's a secret that I find overlooked by many, many companies, and one that the recipient is very appreciative to hear from you, and that's your vendor. Vendors basically want you to succeed so they will succeed more. So you have to take time to listen to your vendors. Give them the opportunity to talk to you. All right. We talked about, you know, the sales force. Well, when you think of the sales force, the vendors, the customers, you are really, in a sense, creating the soldiers that will give your business substance. Because if you ask them how to do their job better or how you can better serve them, you know, you hear what changes they would like to take place that would benefit your bottom line. Now, your salespeople are the front line, but even if you don't have salespeople, you're the salesperson, that front line is also your customer. And the opportunity to talk to them is a very courteous manner, but it works just tremendous impact. And by the way, if you think people are hesitant to open up and give you the input you want, you can conduct a third-party survey. You know, someone sent to an outside source for summarization, or now with the internet, you can have somebody come up to your website and fill out a survey, and that gives you some immediate impact. And you're carrying on a conversation. And conversations are one of the finest tools of courtesy that build relationships, when you converse with the people that are help your bottom line, help you grow, you're creating a stronger relationship with them. All right, now let me talk about something else that is basic and that surprisingly we don't hear enough of. It's very simple. It's saying thank you. It's probably the easiest example of something to execute, but it's often the most neglected. I'm not referring to the common response in polite conversation. I'm talking about pointing out to a person or a team that you notice the effort and you have a sincere appreciation to the effort they're making. Just like you're saying to a customer, you are appreciating the fact they are coming in to your place versus your competitor. Now, but the key to it is, do you think you would get more if you were more if you let people know they were appreciated? How often have you said to a customer, "Thank you for stopping by. Really do appreciate your business." How often have you said to an employee or vendor, "Thank you"? It's a very effective tool. In fact, one of the interesting things that I have found in the thank you factor of courtesy as a marketing tool, in this world of high tech and everything else, there's some old tech that can be very impactful for you. And that is when a customer has purchased something for you from you, and if you have their mailing address, send them a handwritten thank you note. You would be amazed at the response that gets and how many people they tell about it. You just jot a little note down. If you don't have that, then you can email them if you are collecting your email addresses, which I assume most of you realize you have to be doing from a customer, and you can have them register their email address with the idea that you have special discounts and bonuses and sweepstakes and contests that encourages them to do that. Another thing which seems rather simplistic, but I found to be very effective, is offer to help. You want to stay on top of how that person's day is going, whether that is a customer or an employee. And, you can be helpful by saying to an employee, are they overloaded? People are a proud bunch and rarely ask for help, even when they need it desperately. Well, that goes with customers as well. Many customers may have something they want to say to you, but unless invited to speak, they don't. So you want to give them assistance and make it easy for them to do it. You want to foster that behavior from everyone that you deal with. It is what I call the golden rule, And it is simply treat people as you want to be treated. It's a very simple rule. I mean, it'd be amazed what this world would be like if we just treated everyone as we want to be treated. So it's, it's something to think about. And then sometimes there's a fun thing that you can do is what I call a thinking outside the box approach. And you do this with employees, but it's also you can do this with customers. And, get your sales team and your customers, your team, your vendors together for a little communal break. If you got a Dairy Queen nearby or a McDonald's or something, bring some snacks in and ask them to share their best experience with you and also the worst experience they have run into from your competitors. People love the share work they consider inspiring, and celebrating some nice work of your own is also a great activity to combine when noshing on ice cream. But people like the opportunity to socialize, and we're back to the point I made before about conversation builds relationships. You know, in this world of the smartphone and the high-tech things, we tend to forget that we need to talk to each other. It's key, it's important, and it makes a big, big difference. All right. As I mentioned earlier, whether it's employee or a customer or vendor, tell them that you're open to critique, to criticism, positive, constructive criticism. It is a courteous thing to say, but it's even courteous to show and allow them to have that feeling that, hey, you really care about what they think. And, you know, it takes no time, no effort, but you can get it done so effectively. All right, as I said before, you want to tell people what's going on. You want people, your employees, your customers, your vendors, to always know what's out there that enables them to be more prepared as an employee, better advised knowledge-wise of what you have as a customer, and as a vendor, knowing that you're willing to, you expect from a courtesy point of view that you're offering them the opportunity to share with you. You know, and one of the things that I remember, there was a quote by Charles Kettering, who was head of design for General Motors many years ago. He said, change is constant, but it's amazing how many people aren't willing to change. And one of the things about courtesy is to let people know you're open not only to criticism, you're open to ideas and suggestions, and that you demonstrate a willingness to change. Now, this can be there's a huge temptation to expect those who work for you to accept your productivity proclivities. But there's, you know, they're thinking people, and if you have that conversational, that courtesy that says, hey, I respect your intelligence, I respect your ability, I'd love to hear what you have to say that can improve our situation for our customers. And again, it's back to that same thing about the customers. You want to be able to say to the customer, all right, what can we do to be better? All right, let's stop for a moment. I want to talk about something that I think might be advantageous to you. If you go up to our site, smartmarketinggroup.com, and under advisory services, you will find a thing called the advisory time blocks, or you can go up to our blog, smartmarketingmoves.com, and click on the ad for it. I wanted to tell you about the advisory time blocks because it came out of a need that we got from listening to customers and clients and people saying, we need help. You know, we know that you are smart, hopefully they think we are, in the world of advising and consulting in the areas of marketing strategy, promotional concept, development, etc. But we don't want to retain a relationship. We'd like to be able to come to you with issues and concerns we have when they pop up that they need to be addressed. And we would like it a way that is affordable for us, that we can fit into our budget. So we sat and thought about it. And this, again, is where we talked about earlier, the niches that are overlooked, unfulfilled, and untapped. And what we developed were advisory time blocks. This doesn't fit everyone's situation, but for those people who would like to have a sounding board that they can go to, that they can get advice, counseling, creative efforts, strategic thinking, but on a basis where they buy a block of time, 1 hour, 5 hours, 20 hours, whatever they want. Good for a year. Good for 12 months. So maybe somebody wants a couple of months they're going to need heavy help, and 5-6 months they're not going to need any help at all. But the point is, it's very affordable, very easy for them, and it can be done by phone, email, or on site. So check out our advisory time blocks. Another thing, in particular, if you are a company that caters the business to business, like the financial services field, we have workshops and webinars built around what I call highly interactive dialogue, where the small business that is our target audience, like with this radio show, can come to and participate and get a lot of benefit out of it. It's a highly interactive dialogue discussion format. And if you're interested in that, or the time blocks, you know, connect with us on marketingsmartly@aol.com. And I want to remind you about our LinkedIn groups, Fearless Marketers, Celebrities for Marketing, obviously Smart Marketing for Small Business, and Creative Thinkers Forum. Now, there are always ways that we can help you, and we look for how you can help others who come and listen to our show or visit our blogs or visit our LinkedIn group. All right, let's move on. One of the things that drive me nuts comes to the world of courtesy. So much today is done by telephone as well as the Internet. Now, one of the problems I have with the Internet is I delete 300 to 500 emails a day. They're just a tremendous amount of emails that are not suited to my taste. But when something comes, I like to pick up the phone and call people and say, hey, you know, I saw your email, I saw your mailing, I saw your ad, I heard your radio commercial. You sparked my interest. I wanted to learn more. The thing that drives me absolutely bananas is the fact that we're talking about voicemail. Now, and voicemail, which can be powerful, but it also can drive one totally crazy. And let me give you an example. And we'll take each letter of the word voicemail, the words voicemail. The V reminds me that it can be very annoying when you want to talk to a human being, and the system is structured to make that almost impossible or incredibly difficult to do so. And that is not being courteous. O stands for, oh my God, human interactions where one has the opportunity to develop relationships, build a positive image. And the marketer who doesn't understand that value needs to be retired. It is so obvious. I deal a lot in common sense, which unfortunately I believe to be uncommon, but then I'm just cynical, so what can I tell you? I stands for idiocy. Is the impression one gives as it relates to understanding the value of customer relationships and how they're impacted by the endless voicemail process, where you go, oh, I got to press this button and that button and this button. All right. E, emotions play an important role in establishing a relationship with a customer or with those who are interested in the possibility of becoming one. And we're back to courtesy. So how do you think a voicemail program that goes beyond being helpful but is seen as an annoyance impacts the emotions of those that may call your firm? M stands for matter, because it does matter. How do you feel when you incur the voicemail minefield? Take a survey not only of customers but employees as well. If you like, you know, go to our LinkedIn group, Smart Marketing for Small Business, or any business group, and ask that question. Attitude. This is so important about the courtesy aspect. the attitude is a very key to the success of any business, one that focuses on making itself very user-friendly. This will always create a situation where you will rise above the crowd. Now, and it's important that you instill in your employees the positive attitude. I had a situation recently where someone was complaining that so-and-so has a negative attitude and I can't get them to change their minds, and it's very, you know, bothersome. Take a piece of paper and a pen, put it in front of them, and ask them to write one single benefit they get from being negative. I've yet to have anybody come up with a benefit from being negative. So attitude, positive attitude, is key to the success of your business. Positive attitude in the dealing with customers. Positive attitude in dealing with the employees. Positive attitude in dealing with vendors. Positive, positive, positive will give you a positive result, which will make your bottom line more positive. And I guarantee you, positively, you'll be much happier. All right, then interaction. The letter I. Interaction with your target audience is key to building successful relationships. And remember, business is relationships. So eliminating or minimizing irritation in any aspect of your marketing efforts is a smart marketing move. So that's when you have voicemail, you got to figure out how can it be easy for your customer? How can it be helpful for your customer? Not just to save money from not having an employee to answer, but you've got to think this thing through so that you come off as user-friendly as possible. In other words, with taking the last word and letter in voicemail, L, love your customer, and at worst, they'll like you, especially when you make their effort to reaching out to you much more pleasant, much easier. You know, it's there's a quote by Tom Peters who says, excellent firms don't believe in excellence, only in constant improvement and constant change. Do you agree or disagree on that? I'd be curious to hearing from you as to what you think is the hot buttons that create a positive change or impact on your business. All right, lastly, again, kind of a little bit of a summary. Reach out wherever you can. Call back people and, in a sense, shout out. In fact, one of the things that a jeweler told me once, I thought was a wonderful idea, he picks up the phone and calls customers that he hasn't seen in a while, and just not to sell them, just how are you? Is everything going fine? It is such a personal touch. It warms the cockles of people's hearts and wanting to do business with them. So what we're talking about are interpersonal skills. We're talking about basic things, saying thank you, saying please, dropping a thank you note. I mean, this is not brain surgery, folks, but it can be extremely effective. So you need to look at every way that you can make the actions or the interactions of dealing with your company at all levels where courtesy, which costs nothing but the power to think a little and maybe train a little, where courtesy can make the huge difference in your business and in your bottom line. All right, I thank you. I hope you will go to our LinkedIn groups and Smart Marketing for Small Business, our radio show. Come back, tell more people about it. If you need to reach me, marketingsmartly@AOL.com. Visit our blog, smartmarketingmoves.com. We're always looking for ways that we can be of better service to you. God bless you. Take care and have a wonderful week.